We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Shlokas Shama. Shlokas Shama Nikra Chosid. Shlokas says that someone who fasts is called a Chosid. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Goymal Nafshoi Ish Chosid, Va'oicher She'eroi Achzori. So we're teaching. So Rashi says, it means like this. Goymal Nafshoi is a lashon of not eating. Because Rashi says, Goymel is like B'yomi Gomel is Yitzchak. When Yitzchak got winged, so it means you wean yourself off Ma'achal Mishnah, it's called Ish Chosad. Or another pshat that Goymel means he pays his nefesh to his master, to his maker. That's the lashon of Goymel, Tigmon, Shemashalam, Nafshu, Lekoinai. But upon him, Goymel, Nafshu, Ish Chosad means someone who fasts is called Ish Chosad. Now, what's the end of the Pasuk say? Mean? The Pasuk says, the end, V'oicher She'eru Achzori. So Rashi does say something. Rashi says, "Mas'aneu Machish V'sori Nikar Achzor." So Chara Tastira. First part of the pasuk says, "If someone fasts, he's a chassid." And if end of the pasuk says, "If someone fasts, he's a achzori." So the Mashal explains the difference is if matzil tzuri nafshi or not matzil tzuri nafshi. If he can handle it, he's a chassid. If he can't, then he's a achzori. So, but the Mashal points out the fetus. Rosh Lakish should have said two things. He should have said Nikra Chassid, Nikra Achzari. He should have spoken about things. Why do you only say Chassid? Because it really depends. If he can handle it, he's called a Chassid. If he can't handle it, he's called Achzari. So the Maravaita, Om Rav Sheshes, Hai Barbe Rab, this Talmud Chacham, the Yosef Tanisa, that he fasts, then it's not a good thing. And it's just like Lechel Kabel Sherusa. So what Rashi learns is that it's worthless. It's ke'ilu, his dog ate his suda, and that's why he's fasting. Basically, your fast is like you don't have anything to eat. It's not a good fast. It's not a fast. We don't consider it a fast, a special fast. We consider it a fast because you have nothing else to do. At the end of the day, it's not good for a Bavi Rav to fast, like the Gemara of Mavuyah in a few lines, because you can't learn as good. It shtars his avodah shemayim. Over Yer V'Yava, Ein Tainis Sibur B'Bava L'Tush B'Bavad. Yer V'Yava says that they never made a Tainis Sibur Bavel and Tishba Vav, which means like this. Tainis Sibur means a Tainis has all the halachas. It has the halachas that starts at night, it's a 24-hour fast, that's number one. And other halachas are, it's also with shoes, also with Tashma Mita, also all the Inuyim. He says that fast, they did not have in Bavel, only on Tishba Vav. Like we have in Chutzar, only have on Tishba Vav. And Tais explains, because they never made, in Eretz Yisrael, after a few months of no rain, they already start fasting serious fasts, which are full day fasts for all the Chamisha Nuyim. That never happened in Bavel, because Bavel is a place where they have enough rain. And therefore, there was never a Tainis Sibur in Bavel besides for Tisha B'Av like we have today in Chustarz, and we don't have other Tanaisim that are full Tanaisim. Obviously, Mekipa Kippur doesn't count, it's not a Tainis Sibur, that's a Tainis from the Torah. Om Rav Yirmiya Ba'ab, Om Rav Shlokash. Ein Talmud Chacham Rishay Leish B'Tainis, and Talmud Chacham is not mutter to sit B'Tainis, which is Mimayit B'Melech HaShemayim, because it causes him not to do as much Meleches Shemayim. So to Gemara Vayit, it says in our Mishnah, Oichlim V'Shoisim M'Shecha Sheicha, that you're allowed to eat the whole night, and the fast starts from the morning. From Alois HaShachar, that's when the fast starts. Om Rav Zira, Om Rav Huna, Yochid Shkibol of Tainis, a Yochid that was Mekabel to fast, that means he said yesterday, I want to fast. I feel Ochav V'Shosha Kol Laila, even if he eats and drinks the whole night, tomorrow morning, he's allowed to say Anenu, which means that the fast does not have to start at night. And not only that, even if he ate the whole night, so he's feeling very full, he's still allowed to say Anenu. And Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that he says Anenu Vashachris. Tosis talks about this if you say Vashachris, maybe only by Mincha, but definitely the Chazar Shashats, definitely the Shats, the Shliach Tzibur says it by Shachris. And even though they ate the whole night, so heck say Anenu, we're not so pained right now, we're full. Still, that's a fast. A fast by day is enough of a fast, and you can still say Anenu. That's the first halacha. Rav Huna said another halacha, that what about Lom B'Tanisa, which means he fasted on Sunday, the Torah day, regular fast, and then Sunday night, if this is even the case, he didn't fast Sunday, but the case was that Sunday night, he started fasting, not purposely, let's say Shkia was 6 o'clock, and he didn't eat from 5:30. And then, you know, at 9 o'clock at night, he says to himself, you know what, I'm fasting already, I'll just go to sleep, and I'll have a fast. I'll have a whole night fast. Lom b'tanisai, eim espal shel tainis. He cannot say anenu for such a tainis. That he can't say anenu. So what's the reason? What's pshat in this halacha? So Rav Yisrael, Maikas Rav Huna. What is pshat in Rav Huna Shita? Does he hold, spirul eim espal shel tainis, that you can't have such a thing as a tainis l'sha'is, which means a tainis that's not a full tainis, just a part tainis, is not enough of a tainis, and that's why you don't say an enum. And Dilma, misan l'sha'is, you could have a tainis l'sha'is, but misan l'sha'is, and it's found to be a tainis, just you don't say an enu for a tainis l'sha'is. So as Rashi explained right now, a different tainis, what does tainis l'sha'is mean? He says, there are no such thing as tainis l'sha'is, so then let's say someone is makabel to fast a few hours. The halacha is, he wants to eat, he can eat. Because that's not called a tainis. I can tell me he made a neder. A neder is only if he says that I'm making a neder, I'm not going to eat. But here he said he wanted to make a tainis, which is a chi of gavra. If there's no such thing as a tainis shoyis, so if you say I want to fast a fast of 8 hours, since there's no such thing, so it's daim and chal, that's one side. Or it is chal, just it's not a choshev enough to be chayiv aneinu. That was two stodim of Yisrael asking, what's pshat in this din? Lama tanisa in mispal? Either pshat because tainis shoyis is not a tainis, or because it's not mechayiv aneinu. So we want to answer the third side. Omer le'abaya lo'olam k'sav Rav Huna misanim l'shoyis. Rabbi answer, Huna holds that you is your thing of misanim l'shoyis? Is your thing is making a tainis shoyis? And really, if you're Masano Shoyes, you could say Anenu. But, Vashani Acha, the Ika Shoyes, the Lila, the Kabbalah, the Mekara. He says, here's a different problem. I was never Makabal the Tainist. The Loch is, you have to Makabal the Tainist. Here, he just started fasting. He never was Makabal the Tainist. And since he was never Makabal the Tainist, so therefore, you can't say Anenu. A Tainist needs a Kabbalah's Tainist. If you don't have a Kabbalah's Tainist, you do not say Anenu. But if you have a Kabbalah's tainus, you can say Anenu. We'll see that more later on, that's your base. But if you're not Makabbalah's tainus, Shoyes, then you cannot say Anenu, and therefore that's why Rav Huna says, Lom B'tainisa, he's never Makabbalah, he just went to sleep fasting, he cannot say Anenu. Ma'okva ikla leginzik, Ma'okva went to the city of Ginzik, Ba'imine, Misanam Shoyes, and Misanam Shoyes. They asked him this question, is there such a thing as a tainus Shoyes or not? And right now, if you're understanding what Gemara means, it's just a thing of the tainus of a few hours. It's just a thing of that tainus or not. Like we have before, that there is such a thing. But Ma'okwa did not know. And that's what Rashi says, they were not Goris Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva would have known. We Goris Rabbi Ma'okwa. Loyav Yod, he didn't have an answer. He didn't know. They asked him another Shaila. Kan Kanim Shal Nochrim, Asurim Amitorim. If you have these wine barrels of goyim, which is stam yenam, the wine is asa bahana. Are you allowed to use, after you clean out the wine of the goyim, are you allowed to use those barrels or not? It wasn't hot, it was cold. Are you allowed to use it or not? They didn't know the answer. A third question they asked them, we know that in Shiva Simei Amalum, that's the 7 days before they erected the Mishkan, put up the Mishkan, those 7 days before, Moshe Rabbeinu served as the Kohen Gadol. And the question is, what did he wear? It doesn't make sense that he would wear weekday clothing, but on the other hand, he doesn't have big tikkun either. So, what did Moshe Rabbeinu wear when he did Avodah all those 7 days of before Nisan? He didn't know the answer. He went and asked into the Beis Medrash these three questions. So, regarding the first questions of Misanim L'Shoyes and not, on Malay, Hilchasa Misanim L'Shoyes. We paskin that you couldn't make a fast L'Shoyes for hours. Umispalam tefilas tainis, and you say anenu. So that's the first halacha. We pass. You could do tefilas. You could do misanam l'shoyes, and you say anenu. Number two question was about the goyish, the wine of the goyim that was stored in barrels. Could we use those barrels now for our wine? You have to wait 12 months before you use it, but before 12 months you can't use it without doing something called irui. Which means Rashi says you fill it up with water for 24 hours at a time, three different times. And then that will take out the residue of the wine that's in the barrels, and then you can use it. But if not, you have to wait 12 months. By that time, the tam of the yayin is gone. The taste of the wine is gone after 12 months. But Mashimish Moshe calls Zayim Emluim. So the answer to him, Mechalak Lavan, in a white robe. He was a special white robe for those Shivas Me'avulum, which was a special beged made for this avodah. Rav Kahana Masti v'cholok lavan shein l'imra. Rav Kahana said that you use a cholok lavan that has no, it didn't have any lip or any hem to it, because They didn't want to be choishes Moshe that he'll steal stuff in that hem. And the halacha is, you know, no chash really for Moshe, but still, the pasuk says, "V'yisin nekiyim Hashem v'Yisrael." It says in the pasuk, they should be nekiyim. You should always make sure no one should even have a havim in doing anything wrong. And therefore, the chalak lavan that you had, that Moshe used in that week, did not have any imra. So, like upon him, that's the recap of the sugya. And just to recap again, that we learned that by a tainus shoyis does say anenu. But you need a Kabbalah's Tainus. And exactly what Tainus Shoyis is, we will continue on tomorrow's daf, continue with the sugya of Tainus Shoyis.